Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We're doing a little bit of research here. Dana has a grievance, but we may have to do it after we get started. Because we have an audio cue.
Well, why don't you tee it up, and I'll find it in the time that it takes you to tee it up.
What did Dan say during the break?
So you get the honorary first grievance of the week. By the way, we do have one open line at 913-586-7798. What is your grievance?
It is a grievance and a gratitude, because we all get so much joy out of listening sometimes to the stories that come out of Dan's mouth and the explanations, but also the way he pronounces certain things. Like, he takes such pride, Scott, in pronouncing things that some people would find difficult to pronounce, you and I, and we would just skip over it and come up with a new word that we could pronounce. Dan takes that challenge and runs with it, unlike
Mireia Villarreal.
What?
Mireia Villarreal.
By the way, her name is Maria.
That was a name?
Yes. I go,
she's an ABC contributor.
What? Is he talking about Maria? What did he just say?
Mireia Villarreal.
Trying a little too hard there, Daniel. Not even here to defend himself.
I love Maria. She's been on our program many times delivering the news.
Maria
Villarreal.
I think you can just call her Maria.
How do reporters and anchors decide which foreign words or names they're going to pronounce with the
I think for Dan
proper
that was
dialect?
It was a game time call today for Dan.
And which ones they're not. Like, we don't say Paris.
No, but Henri Paul did kill Princess Diana.
That's true.
I am one to be Dan when there is
a
Spanish word. I will say it with the proper pronunciation.
And why is it only Spanish?
No, it should be French and other languages. But
is when they're talking about Manuel Macron.
Okay, but I'm pretty sure Maria's out cue is Maria. When she says her own name, it's Maria, which is why when Dan said it, the way he said it, I said, what did he just say?
This El Centro thing Saturday night.
The what?
Well, that is how you pronounce El Centro.
This El Centro thing Saturday night.
The what?
So good.
All right, let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. Let's go, let's go, let's go. It is brought to you, Festivus Friday, by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. I will start in Overland Park with Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing well.
So my grievance today is when you put your shopping cart back and people put their shopping cart in the wrong section of the car corral, because there's two different types of shopping carts.
Wait, there's like an incoming and then there's an outgoing. Is that what you're talking about?
No, he's talking about the short cart and the big cart.
Oh.
You're supposed to put the short carts in the same corral side and the long carts in the same corral side, correct? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's my grievance.
Okay. All right, man. Hey, thanks, Scott.
All right.
All right, we'll go to another Scott, this one in Kansas City. Hello.
Hello. I just want, my grievance is just I'm too tired today to give one of my more elaborate grievances.
You're tired.
Too tired to give one of my more elaborate grievances.
Okay, that's a good grievance. And Scott, it has been a long week. I think people feel your pain. I really do.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Take a nap. Goodbye.
All right, we have a reply from one Daniel Weinbaum. What I really need to do is a story on Laurent Duvernay-Tardif.
Oh, the former Chiefs player.
I said the nation demands it.
913-586-7798. 7798. Jacob in Platte City. Jacob, hi.
Hi, Scott. Dan does do an amazing job.
He does. He absolutely
does. Is that your grievance?
He absolutely does. Is that your
grievance? No, that's not my grievance. My grievance is with the city of Leavenworth. And I think I speak for a lot of people who have Monday trash pickup who are getting tired of getting skipped over for everybody else to get their trash picked up because of the holidays and the snow. I think I'm going on 3 weeks now that my trash has not been picked up because when they either come out with their stupid excuses on Facebook, oh, well, we're going to push Monday to next week and pick up everybody else's trash a day later. Why don't you maybe push me a day later and then maybe work a Saturday? Because, I mean, it's supposed to be pretty nice this Saturday, so you probably pick up some trash.
Okay. Jacob, appreciate it, man.
You have been heard.
Jim in Bates City. Jim, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon or evening, whatever the break in that day should be. Hey, my grievance is with Mr. Grayson in the afternoons.
Keep in mind he's not here to defend himself.
No, I understand. And we're of the same generation. But very often, and today it really got me, he gave out the number. He told everybody, put it on speed dial. I've got an Android. I haven't found speed dial on my phone yet.
Sam, do Androids not have speed dial?
They do have speed dial.
I like the term speed dial. It's like it harkens back to the 80s, Jim.
Where's there a speed dial? That's what I get.
Jim, go to settings, and if you pull down, on, like when you're in the general settings screen, if you pull down, it'll give you a search option, and just search speed dial. You'll find what you're looking for.
Don't I feel silly now?
We shouldn't.
You're going on speed dial, KMBZ.
Thank you very much. We're honored. 913-586-7798. We do have a line open.
Program.
If you want it, 913-586-7798. Sterling in Platte City. Sterling, hello.
Hey, good evening. My grievance is that as of this last election, we no longer have a democracy in Platte County, Missouri. This last election, we had a vote for an issue that the voters voted for, and it passed. But the county commissioner said, you know, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do it. So democracy dies one step at a time.
Democracy dies in darkness.
Here it is.
Okay, man.
I'm telling you, it's a big deal.
All right. Sterling, you've been heard. Lainey in Blue Springs. Lainey, hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Yes, my grievance is that I have not had to call in sick to work in 25 years.
Wow.
But somehow germs got into my body and I had to call in sick twice this week.
Oh, honey.
And now I'm coughing up a lung.
I'm sorry.
Does not make me happy. Ruins my perfect record there. But I do have 6 months of sick leave I could take.
I'd go ahead and take it right now if I were you. Tell me you have long COVID.
Yeah, oh, there it is. Mm. I think she does.
Yep, there goes
take
one lung.
Guys.
Okay, hope you get better.
Be well.
913-586-7798. Sam is a scholar and a gentleman, and he's also cold-blooded.
What did I do?
I don't know. I just read the text, bro. And somebody else says... Where did it go? All right, I can't find it. Aaron. Hello.
Hey, so as your local cookie pusher, I was calling to let you know if you need your barbecue and Girl Scout cookie fix, Q39 is allowing the Girl Scouts to sell cookies this Sunday. Wow. So that's going to be your first opportunity in the Metro to get Girl Scout cookies.
Really?
And get your girl. And there's going to be troops from all over that are going to be selling there, you know, at different times of the day. So there's no fights. but they're going to have a booth set up there. So go get your cookies and your barbecue and support two, you know, decent businesses.
Hey, Aaron, you have a daughter that sells cookies, I'm assuming.
$3,000 a year.
I was going to say, does she hit her quota every single year?
Let me guess. Your daughter's going to be at Q39.
Shameless.
She's going to be one of the girls that are there, but there's going to be girls from all over the city selling there throughout the day.
I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get your address. The sales department's going to be sending you a bill for that free advertising you just got. That is shameless, AA Ron.
Have a good one, guys.
Goodbye. Mike in Shawnee. Mike, hello.
Hello, guys. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
Hey, my grievance is I wasted 6 hours of my life of that absolutely horrible show that you guys have been saying is the greatest, American Primeval. Did not like it at all, and I don't understand why everybody likes it. I'm guessing it's just because of the history value.
They no way!
I didn't know, but God, it was horrible.
Oh, my word.
What? Mike, your grievance is, but you were the only one I've ever heard say that. But your grievance has been heard.
Don't challenge.
No, I'm just saying he's a unicorn.
913-586-7798. We do have a line open if you want it. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks Festivus Friday. Hey, we've got an open line. A rare open line if you want it at 913-586-7798 as we do Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
That's a good song.
Darren in Kansas City. Hello, Darren.
Hey, this one's for Scott.
Yes, sir.
Hey, did you, good bumper music. Did you know that Styx and or Dennis DeYoung is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I did know that.
That's a crime.
There's a lot of great bands that are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, including Thin Lizzy.
Thin Lizzy, yeah.
Who all but invented the twin guitar sound. All right.
All righty.
Well, we played the Styx for you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, be well. 913-586-7798. Matilda in Kansas City.
I love your name.
Hey, guys. I just want to say you really crack me up a lot of times, and your laughters are infectious. Thank you for that.
Thank you for letting us do it.
Yeah, my grievance today is I live downtown Kansas City and bike lanes. Why? There's no bikers. I drive downtown every day, and I look at these bike lanes. I want to know who decided this was a good idea, how much money we spent on it, and what a waste. Because there are I've never seen a biker in a bike lane the whole entire time they've been there. And how do they get the snow out of them now? Because it's just a big old mess and no parking spots. Stupid.
Huh. Okay.
They should have polled all of the citizens and say, do you bike? Yes or no? Would you bike downtown in a bike lane if you do bike? Yes or no?
No way in hell.
Now, I know people that bike around downtown who choose to bike on the sidewalk because they still don't even trust the bike lanes that are in the road.
I wouldn't either.
They recently cut Knoll down from a 4-lane roadway to a 2-lane roadway so they could add bike lanes on either side.
Which nobody uses.
Would you like to guess how many times I've seen a bicycle on Knoll?
Sam, I used to live on Knoll and travel that road every single day. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about down by 75th, 79th Street, all down there.
Used to be a 4-lane road. It was awesome.
That is correct. I've never seen a bicyclist on Knoll in my life. Chad in Overland Park. I almost said something bad about bicyclists, but man, they come at you. Oh, they do not like to be criticized.
Here's your grievance, coffee makers.
Coffee makers?
Not a fan because they always keep it way too hot. There's no medium temperature, and you got to wait 5 minutes just to drink your freaking coffee.
Wow.
And you want a medium temperature on it.
I mean, it's 2025. Can't we make something like it yet or what?
Why not? And I'm not challenging your grievance, but why not put a small piece of ice in it?
I mean, you could do that, but then you got to go in the freezer. You got to get your ice cubes. You know, why can't you just have a medium temperature and just cook it till there where you can sip it right away?
It is a fair question, Chad.
Boy, there's some frustration in the city tonight.
Chad, would you like a clarification?
What is that?
On why it's so hot.
Okay, sure.
It is because it will not brew correctly if the water is too cold.
Oh, well, I'm a dummy then. Have a good Friday.
Okay.
Have a wonderful weekend, sir.
Nobody said you were a dummy, by the way.
I didn't know that.
913-586-7798. Carolyn in Raymore. Hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Like, I was just calling regarding the gentleman that had watched America Primeval, and he said it was horrible. I've never watched it, but my boyfriend has, and he agrees. He says it is just horrible.
What?
So I don't. Yeah. And Carolyn, because now two people have said that, it makes me want to watch it just to see how bad it is.
Well, the text line has also exploded with people who say, I started it and I turned it off. It's dumb.
It's not dumb. It's very violent. But I will say this, Carolyn, I think it's possible maybe they are watching something else. Like, there's a new thriller with the word Prime in it.
He was pretty specific because he did say that there was a lot of violence in it as well.
A lot of violence.
I'm pretty sure it's the same one.
Carolyn, thank you for the call.
So,
have a good weekend.
Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right. 913-586-7798. We do have an open line. Sherry in Kansas City. Hello, Sherry.
Hello. How are you this evening?
Well, we are doing well. Thank you.
Well, my question is that I'm in my late 60s. And I was just curious, and I even called some dealerships to make sure, but I've been driving since I was 16 years old, and as far as I know, that your turn signals, if you push it up, that means you're going to turn right, and if you push it down, that means you're going to turn left. Now, I don't think you have to put fluid in those.
Oh, you most certainly do. No. You have to put blinker fluid in your car, or at some point, your blinkers will stop working. That's true.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Yes. You can get it at any, auto parts store. Just go to the counter.
Seriously, Scott.
And say that you need blinker fluid. They'll know exactly where to take you.
Oh, my gosh. I did not know that.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, wow. I just thought it was just me and people didn't know how to push it up or down to turn right or left.
Nope. Sherry, you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Scott, okay. Stop that.
Ridiculous.
Want to keep the blinkers properly
fluidized.
Fluided.
Water-terioled.
913-586-7798. Lucy in Lee's Summit. Hello, Lucy.
Hey, happy Red Friday. Everybody's excited for the game, hey?
Yeah.
I was going to call and say that I don't think you got enough credit for your belly laugh.
Thank you.
Your instigated belly laugh.
Thank you very much.
I think we should hear it again. Let's hear it again.
I don't know, Lucy. I don't know on this National Belly Laugh Day that this town is prepared to hear that twice.
On cue.
It's disturbing, Lucy.
It is disturbing.
I appreciate the call, but I don't need to hear that again.
Lucy, have a good weekend. Goodbye. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. 913-586-7798. Game time is 5:30 on Sunday. Chiefs are 1.5-point favorites. Knock on wood. I know, I already did. I do have a grievance, if I may share.
I do, too.
You already had your grievance. My grievance is with, and we'll get to all the callers here in just a moment. If you want to weigh in, 913-586-7798. Facebook nowadays is only good to me for the reels. That's it. Because when you scroll, it's almost all advertisements or groups like this one, Quantum Enlightenment. They're on my page. I have never liked or subscribed or asked to join Quantum Enlightenment.
What are they trying to sell you?
Okay, here's the deal. And I see this all the time. It says, it's just somebody who is related to a very powerful politician. Update after inauguration confirms what we feared. Click the comments for the answer.
Oh, people do that all the time. Look in comments for the answer. Sam, explain this. Are they somehow making more money if you spend more, if you don't click on a link, but if you actually go into the body of the comments? This has to be
full disclosure, I wasn't
driven.
Paying attention. Can you catch me?
No, neither was
like, well, when someone says, like, click here in the comments section to learn more, why is everyone all of a sudden doing that?
Because clicking on the comments is an engagement on that post.
Okay, but click on the comments is new in the last, like, 6 months.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So when it automatically ups your engagement numbers, which makes you more, you can get more ads on your posts because there's more engagement.
913-586-7798. Bear in Gardner. Bear, hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And to the two of you, I love you to death. And Sam, you too.
You're very sweet, bro.
My grievance is the lack of concern that the public has today after I just got to burying two veterans. The lack of concern for people that know veterans and do not call and make sure that they're okay. We have 22 veterans a day that are committing suicide, and that can be prevented if people would care and call.
Bear, thank you for the reminder.
Thank you, Bear.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oof. Ann in Kansas City. Ann, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a grievance.
Okay.
It's a special grievance, but I am a lunch lady. And I just want parents to please try and fill out those free and reduced forms. I've seen children not eat because they couldn't afford lunches. I've seen children with a huge amount of lunch debt. And even if you don't qualify, contact your school district. Please contact them and see if there's something that they could do to help.
And that makes me so sad, and I can't remember the last time we had a lunch lady call in, and so thank you for weighing in on that. Do you think it's because they don't know there's help out there, or perhaps embarrassment, or like I think the school districts are more than happy to help.
We are more than happy to help. I think a lot of it is that we have went to filing electronically instead of on paper. And, you know, if you're anything like me, you're a little bit electronically illiterate.
Oh, welcome. Can they, maybe they are, or maybe they don't have access to a computer. Can these parents just come into the school and say, I need to sign my kid up for reduced or free lunches?
Yes. Most school districts and the one I work at, we do have paper forms.
Okay. But you just have to walk into the school and get one.
Or they could call and request and we could send it home with your child.
Okay. All right.
And thank you for the call.
Thanks for what you do.
Thank you.
All right. Shayna in Overland Park. Shayna, hello.
Oh, my God, that's me. Hi.
Hi.
So my grievance is I am a college student, and for the life of me, I just don't understand professors who don't know how to lecture, especially when they are decades on decades into their careers. I mean, I'm Googling things mid-lecture because there's just no information, or they're just really bad at, like, relaying that information. I don't know, but it just infuriates me.
Okay.
Shayna, thank you for calling, and thank you for your grievance.
What are you studying?
I study film and media.
Good for you.
Good. Good luck.
Thank you.
My new grievance is with Sam, because I've been searching frantically for my car keys for like 20 minutes, thinking I was losing my mind.
Well, I was already convinced.
And Sam said twice, they're not in the studio. And it just occurred to me, Sam, I came back from the bathroom, walked in here, asked Scott to come back to your studio with me.
Yeah.
And I just looked at Sam and I go, I know my keys are in there.
Yeah. Now, full disclosure, I looked in the area in front of me and to the left of me and to the right of me. I did not look in the area behind me. And they're right there on top of the desk, not even hiding.
Okay. Have you ever lost something and you know it's like I was looking in trash cans. I know my keys are not in the trash can. I went back to the bathroom and looked. I knew they weren't in the bathroom or I couldn't get back to this side of the studio.
No, I don't lose things.
Ever?
Nothing important, like keys. You know, my new grievance is the two of you the last 5 minutes driving me insane.
Got a lot going on in here.
I got commotion going on over here, and then you're in there talking to somebody or not paying attention.
How do you lose your car? I know they're here. I feel better now, thank you. You cannot challenge my grievance. Just move on.
I want to.
I have a grievance.
Oh.
What's your grievance?
Pile on,
Sam?
Why don't you?
The immediate green light honker.
Oh.
I was at a stoplight this morning, heading home from the gym.
In the pole position.
I was paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting to turn left. Arrow turns green. Dude honks twice before any cars even move. And I'm talking, boop, boop. And I'm like, hey, man, the light just turned green. I haven't even had a chance to put my foot on the gas pedal.
I would have just sat there a little bit longer.
No. What is the appropriate delay before the courtesy honk.
5 seconds.
Five?
I'd give them five.
Oh, no, I'm honking at 2.5.
I go three. But
see, now wait a minute.
If a single car hasn't even moved, don't be honking, bro.
Because I don't trust people. So when that light turns green, if I'm in the pole position, I'm going to look left and I'm going to look right.
Amen.
To make sure that nobody's flying down trying to beat a yellow light.
No, running a red light.
Running
I told
at
you
that
happened to me at 95th and Knoll. Had I etched out just ever so slightly as the light turned green, I'd be dead because a truck, like a big like furniture hauler truck.
Like an NFM truck or something.
Oh, it wasn't NFM, but yes. I mean, just big box truck went flying through that red light maybe 3 seconds after it turned. I'm the same way, Scott. I wait. Yep.
I probably take 2 seconds. I look left. I look right because, no, I look left because they would be the first one to hit me. And then I look right. And as long as I know it's okay, then I will go.
You know what I didn't do when that guy quick honked me?
Give him the bird.
I didn't press the gas pedal. I just let it roll and idle, baby.
What if his wife was crowning with child and they were late to the hospital?
He looked methy.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, methy people have babies too, Sam.
That is true. People on meth can have babies.
Studies show.
We've done research.
Not funny.
Larry in Leavenworth. Hello, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hello. Real quick, just... I agree with you, Scott and Sam, on your green light thing, and we'll move on to my grievance.
Okay.
But it is with the people calling in complaining about American Primeval. My wife and I have watched three. We'll finish it tonight.
Oh.
Production quality is great.
Yes, sir.
And I don't understand. I mean, yes, it's a little brutal, but to say it's dumb or stupid, I don't get it. Because if you go and look at a little of the history of what it's based on, the massacre by the Mormons,
which was brutal,
it is factually correct. So I don't know if they're complaining because they want to deny. I mean, history, life back then was not all puppy dogs and roses. And, you know, I don't know if that's the problem, but it is what it is. And we have to accept it. Not everything in our history was rosy.
No, it is very well done historical fiction.
And Larry, I want to commend you for getting through episode three. I will have nightmares about the woman with her eyes sewn shut for the rest of my life.
Let's not give any more away.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
It has to be
said. I'm not going
to
give anything away at all.
Well, enjoy it. And by the way, I will just say this, and I'm not giving any spoilers out. The ending, as you get closer and closer to it, you can almost predict it, and it's not what you want.
Okay, I think I remember you saying that last week. So
I did.
I'm interested.
I did. Enjoy. It's really good.
Awesome.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Be good.
You guys have a good afternoon.
You do the same. Brian in Shawnee. Brian, hello.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
So, Scott, I am your almost neighbor, and my grievance today is about the wonderful people who hit several cars at a cluster of our local daycares and stole purses and personal valuables from those cars while people were running in to drop their kids off for daycare this morning.
Oh, that is a shame.
It is, you know, I can't even imagine the mental state of someone doing that. But the main reason my call is just a PSA for people to always lock their cars, always keep their personal valuables on them, and a shout out to the Shawnee Police Department.
Well, hey, if you see me, since we're almost neighbors, if you ever see me in the neighborhood, please introduce yourself. I'd love to meet you.
My wife actually has introduced herself to you at CVS.
Oh, was this about a month ago?
Yes, it was.
She was very kind. She was very kind.
Brian, thank you for the call. And that makes me sad because you know what? You're rushing to get the kids to daycare, and then you come back out, and your purse is gone.
And you might be carrying the kid.
Yes, but it's a reminder. Yep. You've got to take your stuff inside, and I hope that they have surveillance, and I hope they catch whoever did it.
We do have an open line if you want it, 913-586-7798. One more before we go to the break. Let's go to Tim in Miami County. Hello, Tim.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
We're doing very well. Thank you.
My grievance is with community college and their fees. Specifically for high school students. I think it's kind of sad that when your high school student lives about an hour away from the community college, they're still charging you the same fees, even though you're never going to step foot on the college. $1,200 over the last two semesters, spring and now fall, or you know what I mean? And for fees, that's everything's being done at that local high school. There's no campus security fee being, you know, at the college, no technology fee. No, so it's like, why don't they have a carve out for high school kids when you know you're never going to have your kid go down at a campus that's 65 miles away from your high school?
Tim, I had the same complaint when I was a senior in high school paying for early college credits. I will say, if I may offer something, I don't know if it's advice, I don't know what it is, pay it now. It's going to be a whole lot more expensive later. So whatever you're paying now is a fraction of what you're going to be paying next year.
And we get that. But it's like they're using computers that the school provides that we've already paid through our taxes. So, you know, all these technology fees, there's no Wi-Fi being there, no hotspots. They're going through Google Classroom. So all these fees don't make any sense for high school kids. I understand on campus, but it's like they got to, I think they could do something.
Tim, it's a great grievance.
Hey, thank you guys. Have a good weekend.
Hey, thank you for calling in. Cameron and the others, hang tight. We do have a line open, 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. All right, we'll try to get everybody in before the top of the hour. Cameron in South Kansas City, welcome to Festivus Friday. Hello.
Hey, so I have a gratitude as well as grievance. Is that, you know, 98.1, you guys find a way to inject, you know, basically the listeners into your program. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful for that. The grievance is that I've never heard a radio station that does that.
Really?
Yeah, you guys really accept people. You have callers call in, everything else, and I've never heard a radio station. I grew up in Denver, never heard it. Lived in Kansas for, I don't know, 18 years, and never heard one radio station who's ever allowed their listeners to be a part of the show, and I really, really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Cameron. I will say, really do appreciate those kind words. Every major city, well, I take that back. Some talk stations just let the host talk and talk and talk.
But there are
other radio stations around the country that do take callers. But what Dana and I decided a long time ago is we were going to try to do something different and not talk politics because it only makes people angry. You're always going to anger 50% of your audience at any given moment. And so...
I would argue today you will anger 100% of the audience.
Probably. And we didn't want to play that game, and so we changed the show. Thank you.
One week away, by the way.
Is it really next week?
Our anniversary is next
week.
Have you noticed they put the anniversaries and the birthdays on a sign in this building, outdoor, like right outside of the bathrooms? And I just noticed my anniversary is coming up because it's right outside of the bathroom.
Do you remember the day?
I don't.
January 30th.
Really?
Oh, it's only 6 days then.
Yeah, my mind doesn't track it. Well, I think I started like on one day and then the show went live the next day, Scott, is my guess.
But your first day on the air was January 30th of 20...
It's a long time ago.
2012.
I have now been, by the way, here at this radio station. I will be here one day longer than I was down at Channel 5.
Is that right?
And that is crazy to me.
Wow. David in North Kansas City, it looks like you might get the last word, but we'll try to get Diberius in as well. David, go ahead.
I'll try to make this quick. My gratitude is a gratitude. Today I am 1 year and 1 day sober.
Good for you, brother. Good for you. I'm proud of you, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'll try to get the next guy.
Okay. Diberius, I hope I pronounced your name right, in
Dearborn, Missouri.
Yes, sir.
Dearborn. Hello.
Tiberius.
Yeah, sir.
Interstate 29, north of Platte City. Between Dearborn and Camden Point, there's a rest station on the highway. They tore it all apart a year or two ago, ripped out everything, the concrete, the rest station, everything. They replaced it with brand new concrete. There was nothing wrong with the old stuff. And they put in two little, what looks like porta potties. So it went from a really nice building, you know, the kind you walk in,
yep,
warm, big bathrooms, to what is more or less a concrete version of a plastic porta potty. There's two of them, one for male, one for female. And now they've closed down the northbound. It looks like they're going to do it again. No reason. It works perfect. It's a beautiful little race station. And they're going to tear it all down and probably put in two little concrete porta potties.
All right, man.
Tiberius, thank you.
Glad we got you in. We got to run. Bonus hour is next. Have a great weekend. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. And God willing, back Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.